In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good afternoon. It's still morning-ish. We're beginning with Mass, so this should still count. Good to be back again. Deacon Marvin is excited about being able to be with us next week. So he's off this week visiting his family. Pray for him that he has a safe trip back. I've just got news right before Mass. Father Senna shared with me that one of our priests, Father Luis Armijo, right? Yeah, Father Luis Armijo passed away this week. And so if you could continue to keep him in your prayers to repose the soul of this good, good priest who served our archdiocese for many, many years, has gone on to reward. Pray for the blessed repose of his soul, as well as continue to pray for our sister Corrine, who, as you know, fell down and had to have a hip surgery. So please pray for her that she'd have a blessed recovery and be able to return back to us soon, Corrine Gonzalez. We have our religious education, which will be beginning very soon, I believe on the 27th, so next weekend. So if there's anybody who needs to still sign up for it to be able to register to get all those forms signed, you can go visit with Colleen in the office. And actually, just before Mass, Miss Rosella just said that she'd be willing to stay even afterwards to be able, anytime if somebody needs to, come to the office even after our normal hours, which would be until about noon, to stay even later possibly. So we'll get with her and make sure that everybody knows exactly when that is. But we'll be starting again very soon for our religious education. Finally, we've been going through the rosary during this time. Remember to pray the rosary. There's so many difficulties and hardships that are going on in our world and our lives that even all of us are just struggling with, even in our own selves, not to mention what's going on in the news and the world at this time. That's why we pray the rosary, because you and I can't do anything about the world. Somebody else can. Our Lady can. And when we take up her sword for us, as St. Padre Pio said, the weapon of our time, when we hold on to that, she can accomplish all things as her perfect prayers united with the will of God. And so we go to her. Go to her during this time. Continue joining us with this 54-day rosary. We pray it every evening beginning at 5:10-ish. If you want to pray with us at the time, whether you're together with us for tomorrow's Mass or whether you're apart from us, even when we're celebrating Mass in Santa Rosa, pray the rosary. See what our Lord has to say to us in this liturgy. Isaiah chapter 55 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary while you still can. The power of God is near to those who come holding Our Lady's hand, which is the rosary. Whatever thoughts plague you, no matter how vile they may be, no matter whatever scoundrel deeds may befall you, whether you've done them or they've been done to you, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Yes, God does turn to us in his mercy, which knows no ends, but Our Lady, what she does is she will guide souls to heaven, all souls to heaven, which hold her hand as she leads them when they pray the rosary. Well, last week we talked about the origin story of the rosary, if you didn't know about what that was, and how she gave it in a time of crisis and difficulty when souls were not converting. She said, "This is the weapon which the Holy Trinity wants you to use to save souls." She handed in 1214 St. Dominic the rosary. All over the world, souls were converted by this oh-so-powerful prayer, which has divine origins, not merely earthly origins that we talked about last week. Conversion of souls was wrought and won. All of Europe was reformed from her vices in so many ways, and peace was restored to the church that was in great conflict and confusion before that. But then that lasted for 100 years. But then people turned away from the rosary. People turned away from the rosary, and basically it was left abandoned and unprayed. And so what happened about 100 years after the rosary was given? You know your history. What happened in the year 1346? Doesn't some of you teachers? Okay. 1346, that's when the Black Death, the Black Plague, was unleashed upon the world. And in 7 years, it is estimated that 75 to 200 million people across the world died just from that one disease. It was 30 to 60% of the world population. In fact, in the United Kingdom, in England itself rather, that was over half the population was destroyed. Every other person was wiped out. And it was during that time that God wanted again for the rosary to be prayed, that crisis may be averted, that souls may be saved. And so he raised up a new prophet because they forgot about St. Dominic and brought up Blessed Alan de la Roche. You know Blessed Alan de la Roche? He was a Dominican priest, a son of St. Dominic. But Blessed Alan was an unlikely candidate for sanctity, much less to be one who would preach the rosary. Why? Because he lived such a dissolute youth. He was involved in all sort of wicked crimes, wicked sins. He was so far away from God, and yet God turned him around through the prayers of others so that he could find conversion. He entered into the Dominican order and was eventually ordained a priest. And God visited him with such great graces in his life that he was a mighty preacher. People would come from all over England, even beyond, to come and hear him preach, and they would convert because of the words that God had inspired him to say that touched souls. But Blessed Alan never touched the rosary, which is a weird thing to say, because what do Dominicans do? It's a part of their habit. It's tucked into their belt, their cincture that's there. And that was the only time he touched it. He never prayed it. And so one day, while Blessed Alan de la Roche was celebrating Mass, as all priests did, something that would shock any priest, or any person for that matter, befell him. as he was there consecrating the precious body of Christ, holding him within his hands there after he had said those grace words which transubstantiate God's presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity there upon the altar, Jesus spoke back in the host. Blessed Alan de la Roche was surprised by this, and our Lord said to him, Alan, why are you crucifying me again? Blessed Alan was taken aback by this whole thing, and he said, as everybody else was praying behind him in the Mass, he was having this silent dialogue with the Lord. He said, Lord, crucifying you, and again? How? He said, yes, Alan, you crucified me the first time by your life of dissolution before you converted. And now you're crucifying me again because you will not preach my mother's rosary. You refuse to preach it. And because you, Alan, do not preach my mother's rosary, as did your spiritual father, St. Dominic, people are wallowing in their sin. And because they're wallowing their sin, I hold you, Alan, responsible for their sins. Yes, they will die in their sins. But so will you, because you will not preach to them the instrument I will for their conversion. That's my mother's rosary. At those words, Blessed Alan de la Roche was converted. He was cut to the quick. He realized that he was abandoning the very thing for which his founder, not long ago, had been given graces of conversion. And so from that day on, he preached tirelessly the rosary all the rest of his life, preaching nothing but the rosary, and souls after soul began to turn back to the good, to turn back to Christ. Blessed Alan de la Roche said many, many things. I'll give you two very short phrases that he said. Blessed Alan would say, the rosary is the storehouse of countless blessings, so pray Our Lady that you may receive them from our Lord. He said, every sorrow fades away whenever I say the Hail Mary, because it's then that Mary joins me in my struggle, and my sorrows fade away. The Blessed Virgin Mary said this, Blessed Alan de la Roche, she said, whenever you say the rosary, the angels rejoice. The Blessed Trinity delights in it. My son finds joy in it too. And I myself am happier than you could ever possibly imagine. After the holy sacrifice of the Mass, there is nothing in the church that I love as much as the rosary. Those are the words of Our Lady. So why am I preaching the Holy Rosary to you? Why do I say it so often, especially so much at this time? First reason is because I want you to know the power that could just be unlocked if you take Our Lady's hands. That are joining you in your struggles and sorrows. She wants to. The power is there. But the other reason is more the reason why I pray it. More the reason why I ask you to join. It's because I have far too many sins in my life for which I deserve hell. And I don't need to add your sins to my soul as well. Pray the rosary. You know, in the life of St. Dominic, there was a very devout mystic woman who came to St. Dominic for confession one time. Let me tell you about her. She was a woman that was such holy, given to great acts of penance. She would spend every day eating nothing but bread and water for the whole of her life. She would go to the holy sites, and she would crawl on her knees, just as many do around the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She would do that time and time again, wearing her knees almost to the bone. She would scourge herself nightly, not to the pain, but to actual bleeding of blood, saying, I must fill up which is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in my own flesh, as St. Paul speaks. She would not even rest from her penances while she would sleep, not sleeping on his comfortable bed or straw or even on the floor, but she would actually make a bed of nails on which to suffer even while she slept. She was visited with many, many mystical visions and visits by the saints and by the angels, conversations with the Lord himself. And so one day she went to go to confession to this holy priest, Father Dominic, St. Dominic. And when she gave her sins, she confessed him, then she received advice, finally was given the penance. Father Dominic said, here, pray the 5 decades of the rosary. She was taken aback. I forgot to say this earlier, but she despised the rosary. Despised it, loathed it. She would say, she thought, the rosary, it's a repetitive prayer. It's good enough, yes, for those weak-minded souls, for those who are simple, but great souls like me are far beyond that mere vocal prayer. So when she received this penance from this holy priest to pray the 5 mysteries of the rosary, she was horrified. She thought, I thought I would never stoop so low as to pray the rosary. She thought, it's my penance, so I have to say it. It's a done deal. So she thought, well, I'll do it this one time in my life. That'll be the only time that I'll ever pray the rosary, but never again. And make sure of it. I'll never even go to that Father Dominic over there so that I'll never have to be forced to pray that prayer again. Have you ever done that in going to confession? Selected your priest by the penance he gave? I know I have. So she prayed the prayer. She prayed those 5 mysteries of the rosary, trying to get through them as quickly as possible that she could finally be done with this and never touch it again. And immediately after she finished the end of it, the Lord granted her a mystical vision. Mystical vision where she saw her own particular judgment, where there she was standing before the judgment seat where our Lord Jesus Christ was there in judgment before her. The angel of judgment came before her holding the scales, and one by one he put all of her sins over onto the left side of the scale, and it sunk down to the ground. She began to tremble seeing the weight of her sins. And then over on the right side, he began putting all the time she scourged herself, all the time she slept on the bed of nails, all those times she went without on bread and water, all those times she walked on her knees down to the bone. Every penance she ever offered in good work were placed one by one on the side, and it didn't budge a millimeter. It didn't move in the slightest. And she saw that all of her good works, all of her penances, they were for naught. They availed her nothing. She was on her way to damnation. And so she was truly in a terrible state. But then what happened? Our Blessed Lady walked in. She came in holding before her the beads, the 5 decades of the rosary, which she herself had prayed. And there she placed them gently upon that right side of the scales. And what happened? As soon as she released them, all of a sudden the scales completely tipped and flew up so greatly that all those sins which were piled there were scattered and never seen again. As it went down to the floor, it was that 5 decades of the rosary which she had just prayed, the only 5 in her life, which made all the difference towards salvation. That mystic woman was there convicted and realized the weight of the rosary. And so she purposed to pray it every day for the rest of her life, saying that that was the tool for her salvation. St. Dominic received those 15 promises of the rosary. What was the 5th one? Do you remember it? We've talked about it every week since. It says that those who recommend themselves to me by the recitation of the Most Holy Rosary shall not die the second death. They will not go to hell. Further, St. Dominic said this. He said that those Catholics who do not pray the rosary, those who heap scorn upon the rosary, those who say they have no use for the rosary, they have Satan for their father. It's not Father Burnaby saying this. St. Dominic. Do what you will with that information, but it will not be said of me. Maybe this is the only thing that can be good that can be said of me all my life. But I know that God is my Father, that Jesus Christ is my Lord, and He's my brother, that the Holy Spirit is my companion, the Paraclete, my counselor, my guide, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, she is my mother. And these aren't words, but they're reality. And how do I know that? Because I pray the rosary. Maybe that's the only good thing about me. But if you think that you're too good for the rosary, that you're too advanced for the rosary, that you're too smart or too holy for the rosary, then by that action of abominable pride, that makes Satan your father. In the words of St. Dominic, the scriptures today say what? They say, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, the wicked man his thoughts, and let him turn to the Lord for mercy. As good Father Senna proclaimed the gospel for today, what did he talk about? It said, we all are called to join in the Lord in his work in his vineyard. And he calls to us continually all throughout our lives, that we are to come to him even if it is in the very last hour of our life. He promises eternal life, even to the very one who at that last hour remains faithful, even if it's the only hour they ever took up the plow. Come to work. Let's go to work. What is our work? Our work is prayer. Our work, that's the most important thing we do. Pray the rosary while you still can. Pray for the salvation of souls. The power of God is near to those who come to him holding Mary's hand. Whatever wicked thoughts plague you, though they be many and grave, whatever scoundrel-like deeds befall you, whether you've done them or they've been done to you, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Yes, turn to God for mercy. His mercy is inexhaustible. But Our Lady, what she does is she will guide all souls to heaven who take up her holy rosary, pointing them directly to where they can find mercy in our Lord. Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin, she said to Blessed Alain de la Roche, when you say the rosary, the angels rejoice. The Blessed Trinity delights in it. My son finds joy in it too, and I myself am happier than you can ever possibly imagine. After the holy sacrifice of the Mass, there is nothing in the Church that I love more than the rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.